In Sefer HaMamorim Melukat Chelik Gimel, this is the 43rd Maimer. The Maimer Pasa Rab Shimon V'Omar Ani L'Doidi V'Alayt Shukosei, which the Rebbe said on Shabbos Parshas Emer Yutas Iyor, that was the day after Lag BaOmer, Hei Tovshin Lamed Dalet. And then later on, as it says in the note, that they published this in a Kuntres, the booklet for Lag BaOmer, Tovshin Memtes. As quoted within the booklet, it was printed in honor and towards Lag BaOmer Abo Aleinu L'Toyva. This is dated Motzoi Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Bahar Tovshin Memtes. So now we'll do this maimer. Pasach Rabbi Shimon Ba'omar. Rabbi Shimon opened up and said, Ani l'doy diva lai chukosi. Rabbi Shimon, in the Zohar, he quotes the Zohar Chilu Gimel, it says that Rabbi Shimon opened up with the Pasik in Shir HaShirim, Perik Zayin, Pasik Yud Aleph, that Ani l'doydi, I am to my beloved, which means that the Yidden, or Rabbi Shimon, is to his doydi, to his beloved, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ve'olai, and on me, Shukosoi, his yearning. The yearning of the doydi is to me, is upon me. So how did Rabbi Shimon say it? He says, Kol yoimin di iskatarno b'hayalmo. All days that I tied myself up in this world, I tied myself up with Hashem. B'chad kitira iskatarno bei b'kutsho b'richo. I tied myself down in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the kutsho b'richo. It was ani l'doidi. U'begin kach, and because of that, hashtonah v'olayt shukosei. But Shukosei of the Eibishter is on Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Ubehemshecha inyan shom, and the continuation in this short topic over there in the Zohar Chelik Gimel, it says, Mistakil havino kol yoyma b'haikro. Every day I would gaze, I would look unto this verse. The Kisiv, it says, B'Hashem tishalil nafshi. In Hashem, my heart, my soul, praises. Chulu. Vo'idno hiskayim kro kulo. So all the time I was saying, Bahashem, in Hashem, my soul praises. But today, on the day of his passing, hiskayim kro kulo chulu, the entire pasuk, Bahashem tishalo nafshi. It has completely being sustained now to be with Hashem Nafshi. Why? Don Nishmosi, because my soul at this point in Lag BaOmer of his passing, Bei Achido, is united with Hashem, Bei Lihito, follows Lohut after Hashem, Bei Yizdavkus, is connected in Hashem. So, what do we say? Shebemeshach kol yimei chayov, during his lifetime, which is kol yoimin dis katarnu b'alma, that's all the days that I was tied in this world. When Rav Shimon Choy was in this world, he reached the level hoy Rav Shimon bar Yochai mekusher b'hakadosh baruch hu. He was always tied with Hashem. B'chad kitiro iskatarno hu loshen kesher. Is a language of a knot. But tikshur al yodei shoni v'goymer. When the pasuk says, when the twins of Tamar were born, it says she tied onto the hand a shoni, a red strand, to know who was born first. So the targum, Taiches v'katoras al yodei zehuriso, that she tied onto his hand the shining dishoni, zehuriso. The hiskashrus hidavkem b'shnei dvorim. when you say tied together, that means there's two things. So all of his lifetime, his connection to Hashem was in a way that he was tied to Hashem. But now, on the day of his histalkus, when he passed away, he reached a higher level. That he became one with Hashem. No more tied, no more his katarno, which was two things, what is beyachido. Now he became united. At that point, he reached a higher level, which is higher than the level of his kashrus. The level of his kashrus was called yoimer, that he was in this world. But on Lag BaOmer, he reached a higher level, the level of beyachido, of being united with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Ha'orah 6, the Rebbe says an interesting thing, explains why the Friedike Rebbe in the Maimer Tov Shin Ches brings down this full Pasuk, Batikshet al Yodei Shoni, Vatargum Vekatoras al Yodei Zuhurisa. Why do we have to bring down that it was a Zuhurisa? We're trying to prove just that Tikshet means the lotion of Kesher. So the Rebbe brings down that there is an inyan of Zuhuriso, which is the shine, Zoyar, the shine, is because the main connection of Tai Bipnimius is in the level of Zuhuriso and level of Oir, because that is the Gilu HaMoir, so to connect to the shine, to connect to the Oir. And the Rebbe also explains in the Eirat Torah why he first brings the Pasuk Ukshartem Le'ois when he wants to talk about the Lashon of Kesher. He brings first the Pasuk of Tefillin Ukshartem Le'ois, and then he brings Vatikshar Al Yodei, which is reversed order for the Psukim, because Ukshartem Le'ois, that's about Tefillin, and that is Levushim. And then he brings a higher level of connection of Oir, which is the Pasuk that the Kataris al Yodei Zuhuris. Anyways, that's explaining that why he brings down the Pasuk. But the bottom line is, what the Rebbe is saying here is that during his lifetime, it was a connection, like two things are tied together. There were two separate things. And when it came to Lag BaOmer, when it came the day of his histalkus, of there he became united, he became Beyachido. The Rebbe explains now, it doesn't mean that during his whole lifetime there wasn't the level of Achida also. The wholesomeness of that level came about at the Histalkus Begilui. But since he was striving to it all of his lifetime, he must have had it all the time to a certain degree. Just like we say that Rashbi's level of learning was in a special way that he brought down Lamshochem Milmailo Lemato, and that is associated with the fact, as opposed to the other Tanoim, which was the level of Birurim, even though Terosim Umanosi, the special level of Torah Rashim Bar Yochai, was all through his lifetime. But it means Begilui, the level of Beyachida, came out on the Yom Histalkus. The Rebbe says this now. Behine, Av Shelehadarga de Beyachida, Higia Rashbi, Rak Beyom Histalkusoi, the level becoming united, that Rashbi reached only on the day of his Histalkus. Hare Mikiv, Unchekol, Yom of Histadl, Lehigia Ledarga Zu. But since all of his days, this took place Kol Yomov, he put an effort to reach to this level, as he says, Mistakil Havino Kol Yomov Haikro. Every day I would gaze, I would look strongly into this pasuk of Ba'ashem Tishal Nafshi. Move on. Shebichlolus Shayich Lozeh, that in a general way, he is connected to this, and he reached it, that level, also during his lifetime. Elo shehashleimus bazeh. When did it come out in its wholesome form? Kro kula, as he said. The full pasuk, as he says in the Zohar quoted before, that took place now b'yom histalkusei, at the day that of his passing. This can also be understood from that which is explained in the Hemshech Tov Resh Samach Vov, the Zeh she'esek ha'toyra, the Rashbi hoyo ba'ifun de terosu m'monosui. This, that Rashbi's occupation in Torah was in a way that the Torah became, was his craft, as we've seen in the Gemara and in Halacha and Abdi Chostam Torah Alter Rebbe, that his learning of Torah was on a special level. So the Hemshech Rav Samach Vav explains what was the special level of Torah, Terosim Nosei, Hainu She'esek HaTorah Shalei Hoiso, that his occupation in Torah was in a way that it drawed down mayim dechurim. It was hamshocha mil milo lamato, the masculine waters bringing down mil milo lamato. Udeloi kishara tanoim, who were not at the level of terosim umnosan shalimu chalem hoya ba'ifun dehalo asmat. Their study was in a way of bringing up the mayim nukvim, the feminine water, lom il mato lomailo di birurim, through dealing with the mato and elevating them, versus Rav Shimon bar Yochai was the amshochem il mailo mato. And this level of Torah explains in the Hemshech Samach Vav, hu ha'inyan de be'achido be'lehito. This is the idea of I become united be'lehito. So, we have to say, Ba'arizesh Rashbi, Hoysa Terosim Nosei, this that Rav Shimon bar Yochai was Terosim Nosei, which is the special level, Hoysa Meshach Kol Yimei Chayov, this was all of his lifetime. And we say this is the idea of Be'achido, the level Amshoch Asmad. So how come over here it says only Ba'yom HaYistalkus? So we have to say that the Chlolos, he reached it all of his lifetime, but Kro Kulo, the full extent came during his talkus. Yes, lahoisif. And Rebbe says we can add further. Many of the Maimorim, they bring down the idea of Nishmosi Be'achido. This Nishmosi Be'achido as Behemshech Echod at one flow. Together with that I was tied with him in one tie, as if this is all at the same time. Here we just separated the times, that there was a time in the beginning, every day he was and then later on it was Be'achida. But in the Maimer, it bunches them all up together. And the reason is who? Kigam b'cho inyan d'b'chad k'tira is katarno. Yesh bipnimi is be'achida, but even in the level of one tie, I was tied inside that level. There is still the union of be'achida, of being one with the Eibesht, also with Kodesh Baruch Hu, even though it's ketira, which is two things, but inside it was achida. Elo. During his lifetime, this wasn't, the union wasn't open. But on the day of his istalkus, the day of his talkus, then the inner of what took place, hashoidish v'hamokir, the root and the source, which is the pnimius, which is the root and the source of the chitzonius, shall call in yone avodas ha'odom shofet meshach kol yimei chayiv, that he worked and he served Hashem during the lifetime. So then oz mizgala ha'pnimius v'chat kitir nizkatano, and that then you have revealed the inner, what was the chat ketira is katarno, was really Be'achida. As the Rebbe points out in the Ahura, that's why he said it at the day of his Histalkus, even though that Kol Yoimin is Bechat Ketiris Katarno, but in Yoim HaHistalkus it came out that this Bechat Ketiris Katarno is really Bepnimius the Be'achida, because Bepnimius that's the Shedish, the Moker of that is Katarno. So lo yirak his kashrus, not only is it tied, elogam beyachid, also united in the level of beyachid. Oiz beis. Yuvon ze bahagdim hayadua. We'll not understand this by introducing that which is known. Shegam his kashrus. Also, when we say tying, even though it's not like the level of Achdus, but he lemailo midveikus. That's a higher level than the level of Dveikus connection. To tie is a higher level than Dveikus. The Dveikus who he bechitsoinis. When you say cleaving, pasting, connecting is external connection. Kamoi, as we say, kasher yidbak ha. Ezer el Mosne Ish, as the belt is connected to the hips of man. So the belt is on the hip of the man, it doesn't become tied to it, it's lying, it's connected. Shahadvekas the Ezer el Mosne Ish, that tying of the belt to the Mosne Ish, Hirak Lichitsoini Yusei. That is only to his externality. There is an external connection. But when we say v'hiskashrus, hiskashrus u'bipnimis, that's something which is inner. It's a tie, it's an inner connection. As we find the Loshen, when the brothers were saying to Yosef about Binyamin, k'moi v'nafshoi kishura b'nafshoi, his soul is tied to his soul. Binyamin's soul is tied to Yaakov's soul, and the pasuk continues there that v'hoyo, as the Rebbe says in the Ha'ore, kiroisu keinan arva meis, he'll see that the child is not there, so then he won't be able to withstand it, he'll die. So we see that there's a tremendous connection, an inner connection. Shezeh magia bipnimiyusei, which is the inner. This is also the chilik between dveikus and tying, kesher and dveikus is also the chilik ben korbanis l'ketoidus, between korbanis and the ketoidus. We had the avoida of korbanis that you brought on the, basically on the mizbeach hachitza, the mizbeach that stood outside. Then you had the ketoidus, the incense that was brought inside of the oyel moed. Ketoiris is Tai, is a higher level, Pnimius, than the Korbanis, which is on the Chitzonius, which is on the outside. Davoidas HaKorbanis Hi Mitzadzeh Shehe Yisrael Devukim BaKodesh Baruch Hu. The service of the Korbanis comes from this, that the Yidden are Davuk, connected to HaKodesh Baruch, not tied, but connected. As it says, stated in the Medrash in the Zohar, because Yidden are tied to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and they bring korbanos, that's why that's why they brought the korbanos on the external mizbech. The benefesh ha'odom, how does it translate by nefesh ha'odom? That's the external of the heart. But the ketoides, on the other hand, when we talk about ketoides, uloshin keshet, ketoides means a tie, a knot, a tie. The whole kesher sheb beposik. Every time we have kesher, a knot to tie together, meturgum katar. It's always meturgum katar. It's always, it's like ketoides. The ketoides is not it. That's loshin kesher. And therefore, the ketoides is on the inner mizbech. and it's done on the inside of the Emayel, the Benefesh, Odom, so, but in the human soul, Uprimis Alev is the inner of the heart. Korbanes are on the external of the heart, Chitzonis Alev, like on the Mizbech HaChitzin. Ketores, in Nefesh HaOdom, it's in the internal of the heart. That's in the Mizbech HaPnimi, Korban. V'achilik, Shebein HaVoida de Chitzonis Alev, LaVoida de Pnimis Alevu. So what is the difference between the service which is in the externality of the heart to the service which is in the inner of the heart is Shavoid of the Chitzoini Yisalev Yalpitam Badas. Shavoid of the externality of the heart that's based on reasonable rationale. And therefore, since it's something which is rational, in the level of love to Hashem which is based on reason and knowledge of the, there can be changes. But when there's the void, there is with the inner of the heart, that is beyond reason and Buddha, beyond understanding. And therefore, there's no change. The rationale could change, but if it's higher than Tamvadas, then there could be no change. And this is also that Shekorbonis. Huloshin Kiruv. Korbanis Korev comes from the language that it's close, like Izdapkus, to bring together. But Ketores is Loshin Hiskashus. Ketores is the language of time. And the difference is the Kiruv Moire Shehumetzius. Bringing close shows that he is an entity. The person being a Metzius. Eloshu Korev Lelokus, but he's close to Hashem. Thereby this are Korbanis. Abul Efsher she yisrachi chaz v'sholem. But if you're close, you can go also distant. But v'hiskashrus ketoides, but when we say hiskashrus the ketoide hu kesher shel kayoma, that's a lasting tie. Damitis inyan kesher shel kayoma hu, what is the true idea of a lasting knot? She'ein shayich bazashinui, that you cannot change. That's why, because the pnimis is the mile of a tambadas. It's tied. If it's tied, it can't move. But if it's just brought together, you can move away. That's the chitzen itzalev. That's where there could be shinui. That corresponds to the mizbeach hachitzen. So, a yid can serve Hashem b'tambadas with the mizbeach hachitzen of his. And that's changeable. Or he can serve with a higher level, with the ketores, the mizbeach hapnimi, lemaila metavadas, which is knotted and doesn't change. The same thing is with hamshocha, the Rebbe is going to explain now in Gimel Milmailo, we also have the two hamshochas that in Torah and mitzvahs, the Torah mus chasodim, the way the Eibishter gives us the Torah, and the way the Eibishter gives us Gemilus Chasodim mitzvahs, the mitzvahs is Hashem's expression in an external way to connect with the Yidden. When the Eibishter gives us the Torah, that's the expression of the Pnimius connection. Gimel. Hinechi lugze ben dveikus vihiskashrus. This distinction between connecting and tying, that's in the service from below to above, whether it is the level of mizbeach apnimi ketoides or mizbeach achitzin, the chitzonis alev tambadas. But the korbanos of ketoides, but all in all, they're all milmata lemaila. Shneim hem amud ha'avoido. They are all the pillar of Avodah, we say. Al shloisha dvorim ha'olam oimet, al ha'toira v'al ha'avodah v'al gemilus chasodim. So, amud ha'avodah, which is melmato lemailo, includes both kibbonis and keteris. She'alo mat lemailo. But then we have the other two pillars of toira gemilus chasodim. But chiluk bein dveikus v'hiskashus, the chiluk between dveikus and hiskashus b'inyan hamshocha milmai l'mato, in the idea of the way it comes down from above to below, which is Torah Gemilas Chasodim. Okay, the isa b'zoyar, that is, as we find in the Zohar, kamo chavivin Yisrael, that how, so we see, instead of Zohar, kamo chavivin Yisrael, kame kutshim richum, how dear the Yidden before Hashem. So Hashem loves the Yidden, and Hashem wants to connect with the Yidden. That's Vilmaila Lamata. Ubo Uliz Dabkobohov. And he wants to connect with them. Uliz Kashora Imon. So he uses the two lotions here of the Zohar says Hashem wants to connect with the Yidden, and he wants to tie himself to the Yidden. That's Vilmaila Lamata. The Mitler Rebbe explains the Lizdabka Bahu who are the mitzvahs, to connect to them, to connect to the Yidden, the way the Eibishter connects us through mitzvahs. The Hamshocha Shal Yidei HaMitzvahs Hibibchinas Makif, what comes down through the level of mitzvahs, that's in a way of surrounding. K'moshe Kosuv, as it says, that's the right hand that hugs me, which means it surrounds me. It's not inside the person, but it gives a hug. The light that extends through the mitzvahs. That hugs the person that fulfills the mitzvahs. The chibuk mibachutz, chibuk is from the outside. That's why through mitzvahs, the Zohar says that is to connect to them. The dveikus, because dveikus is an external connection. That's the dveikus, that's milmaila lamata, that's the way the kutshim b'richu connects with the Yidden through mitzvahs, through the level of chibuk. But then the second level is uli iskashori mohen, to tie himself while they are toidim. That's the Abish's connection. The expression of the dearness of Hashem is to connect to the Yidden through Torah. What comes down extends through Torah is an inner. As the Pasuk says, your Torah is in my intestine, my inside. That's why the Zohar uses the Lashon, to tie with them. This Kashrus is an inner connection. The connection that HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Yidden has through Torah, Nikra his kashrus, that's called tie. Hashem ties himself. Like we say, Klas Kishrin, Inu Miskashron Dobedo, three knots tie with each other, Kuchem Richo, Eraisiv Yisrael, Hashem, the Torah, the Yidden. So that's a level of Keshrin. As opposed to mitzvahs, that's a level of dveikus. That's the Eibishter cleaves, and these are the two levels that the Zohar says because of the Hashem Lovna, he wants to connect with us. So now the Rebbe goes on to explain that even in the level, when we talk about dveikus, there is two levels in dveikus itself. There is the dveikus that comes mitzad the kelim of the spheres, or that comes mitzad the oiris of the spheres. And that's why a different pasuk is brought in the medrash, which talks about the kelim, and the zohar, which talks about the connection of the oiris. And they're still both considered to be the levels of dveikus. And the Rebbe will also bring down how this is connected to Torah or mitzvahs. And even within Torah, as the Rebbe will explain, there is also the idea of the way we connect with the essence or only with the hispashtus. Let's look inside. Dalet. Behinei. Ba'adveikas the Yisroel ba'kodesh baruch hu. When we talk about this deveikas, this cleaving, the connection of Yisroel to Kodesh Baruch Hu, shemitzad ze yesh lamakoyach lahakriv korbonis, because of that closeness, that deveikas, they can bring, they have the power to bring the korbonis korib, to become close to Hashem. Shnei inyonim, there's two aspects over here. There's a difference between the way it's in the Medrash and the way it's the Zohar. Mitzad the Oiris and mitzad the Kelim. The Medrash, so in the Medrash we find the Zesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Tzives Yisroel Lahakriv Korbonis, that this that Hashem says to the Yidin, to bring Korbonis, to be close to Him, whom Mipnei Shem Dvukim Lei. Shem Dvukim Lei, because they're connected to me. And he brings the Pasuk in the Medrash, Ahodo Diksiv, like this is what the Pasuk says, Ki Kasher Yidbaka Izoir El Mosnei Ishgoymer, as the belt that is pasted and connected to the hips of the man. That's the connection of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he wants them to bring korbanos because they're connected in that way as the belt is connected to Mosneish. But in the Zohar we find Zakoy in Yisrael that the Jews have this merit, the Kutsha Brichu Koraloin Odom. Their merit, the Hashem calls them Odom. Pasuk says, Odom ki yakriv mikem, a person who will bring a carbon from you. So we call mikem, we call the yin Odom. My time, says the Zohar, kori loin Odom. Why is he called them Odom? Mishum diksi, because the Pasuk says, v'atem havdveikim b'ashem elikeichem. Because we're connected, we're dovuk to Hashem elikeichem, so we're an Odom. The Odom ha'elyon, that's our called, also called Adam. So Mevuer b'Hemshech Tofrei Samach Vav, in the Tofrei Samach Vav, he explains that in Medrash Medaber beInyan Hadvekes the Kelim. In the Medrash, he is talking about the cleaving of the Kelim. Shakelim heim bebechinas mitzias. Kelim are in a level; they're an entity. Vadiyichud Hadvekes and their union, the Dvekes, they're connecting. Shalom Eina Yichud Atzmi is not an essence union, because they are in essence separate, they are mitzvahs. But Lachay, maybe a posik asher yidabika ezer. That's why he brings the posik as the belt connects. Goymer Shah ezer u mitzvahs la Atzmi, because the belt is its own entity. Elosha Dovuk la Odom, it's connected to the person. But in Zohar it talks about the connection, the cleaving, the pasting of the lights. The light of the Sefirah Shadveikus VaYichud DeOiris Hu Yichud Atzmi. The connecting and the Yichud of the Oiris, that's a essence Yichud, not a separate Mitzias. Lochem maybe Yakos VaAtem Advekim VaShem Elikeichem. You are connected to Shem Elokeichem, to the Oyer Dveikus Mamish, that's Mamish Advekus. So there is the Dveikus Mitzad the Kelim, and there's Dveikus Mitzad the Oyer. And the Zohar talks about the Dveikus Mitzad the Oyer, so he brings Vatam Advekim Hashem Elokeichem. V'yashloimar, the Zeh Shagam Advekus, the Oyer is Nikra B'Shem Dveikus. But L'cheira, if we're talking about Oyeris that are in non Mitzis La'atzmoi, why do we also call this Dveikus? Before we learned Be'achida, that there's a higher level of, the level of Katana, the level of Hiskashrus. And here we're just saying about the level of Dveikus. So why do we call Dveikus? The Dveikus of Chitzenis Kenal. Dveikus represents a external connection. How come we're saying Atam Advekim when we're talking about the Oiris, which is a Yichud Atzvi? Umipnei Shegama Oir who is Pashtus Vegilu Shemachutz La'atzim. Because also Oir is an expansion of revelation of outside of Atzim, so it's not Yichud Mamish, and therefore it's only connecting, it's not the essence. Now the Rebbe says the same idea about pi ha'yidua, the Torah mitzvah same dugma seiris v'kelim, based on what is known. That Torah mitzvahs are similar to eiris v'kelim. Yesh loimar, So therefore we can say shagam hachibur shal yidei sechat Torah. Il also the connection through sechat Torah. And before we said that the sechat Torah, the chibur is a level of his kashrus. But it says kemoishem at Torah bebchinas his pashtus be gilui, as the Torah is in the level that expansion and revelation. Just like in the Oir, we say is Hispashtus V'gilui, when the Torah is the level of Hispashtus V'gilui, who Bechlal Yina Dveikas, then it's also included in the idea of Dveikas. The Inyan HaYiskashrus, Shalidei Esach HaTorah, but when we say that Torah makes you Mekusher, ties you, not Dveikas, the Yisroh Miskashrin Be'Yiraisev, Araisev HaKutcha Bericha, that he quoted before, that Yidden tie themselves to Torah, Torah Kutcher Brichu, who mitzad etzem haTorah shalemaylo mihispashtus vigilui. That is because the essence of the Torah, which is beyond the hispashtus vigilui, that's the kesher. But other than that, it's the level of dveikus. The Rebbe brings down from Kitzur Ba'oris Daifarish and Hamshach Tofarish Ayin Beis in Ha'orah 46. Seemingly explained there of different, and the Rebbe explains, but this is going beyond. Look in the interesting note in note number 46. Be'yuvan zeh api hayedua. So this will be understood. These two levels now we're talking about mitzad hispashtus vigilu hatoyda. That's also part of Dveikus. And then we're talking about the Etzem HaTorah, which is a level of Iskashrus. But Yuvan's Alpi Yedua, based on what is known, Shebeha Iskashrus, the Yisroel, Araisev, Kutche Brichu Shneifanim, that in this tie between the Yidden, the Torah, and Kutche Brichu, you can tie, there's two ways in that Iskashrus. Shemitzad HaTorah, Kemesh Nimshach Shecho Bihishtalshus. One is from the side, the Torah, as it has been extended down in the Hishtalshus. Mekiv, the Torah has come down to Seder Hishtalshus. Mekiv, Anshe Seder, Hai Seder Hishtalshus. What is the order? How does it work in the Hishtalshus, the order? That the externality of the upper ring becomes the inside of the lower ring. So, Oifana Iskashrus, the Yisroel Be'eraisis, or what is the way of a Yid connecting to Torah, who Shehasosim, Hapnimi is the Yisroel, which is the hidden, which is the Pnimius, the Sosim of the Yid, the Sosim Nishmosa of the Yisroel, Miskashir Begalia Chitzoini is the Raisa, that ties to the externality, the revealed part of the Torah. So the upper ring becomes the pnimius of the lower ring. So the Torah, the upper ring, it works that the inner, the pnimius of the Yid, is ties to the externality of Torah. Same thing is when Torah connects to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shasosim v'apnim is the Raisa, that the hidden and the inner of the Torah is miskashu b'kal yidu Kodesh Baruch Hu, ties to the revealed of Kodesh Baruch Hu. When we use this type of connection, ha'iskashu shel gal yidu Yisrael, im sosim de Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then the tie of the revealed part of Yisrael with Sosim of Kodesh Baruch Hu, he had the Kama Mutsoim. You got to go through various different intermediates. Sosim the Yisrael. To get to the Gal, you have to get first to the Sosim the Yisrael. You get the Gal Yide Raisa, you get to Sosim the Raisa, and then you get to the Gal Yide Kodesh Baruch Hu. Avol mitzad etzem ha-Torah k'mashi l'mayla mishtal. That's when you come down in Ishtalshlus Torah. But the way Etzem HaTorah, as it is higher than Ishtalshlus, HaYiskashrus, the Yisroel B'Kutche B'Richo, the way the Yisroel connects to Kutche B'Richo, Shagam Hagalia de Yisrael Miskasher Bhaksosim de Kuchabrichu Blim Mutsoim. Over there is also that the revealed part of the Yidden ties immediately to the Sosim of Kuchabrichu without intermediate, it doesn't go through Darish Taushus. Begam Kishaloimed Galia de Torah Bavonav Asoga Shaloi. Even as he was learning the revealed part of Torah with his understanding, so then he is tied. Gam hagalya de nishmosi, even that revealed adlavon of asoka shaloi, understanding and grasping, which is in the revealed part of the neshama, also the level of being able to appreciate and understand. Gam imsosim de raisa, also with the hidden of the Torah. Val yodo imsosim de kuchabrichu, and through it, through the sosim de raisa, which the galya is connected. Im sosim de kuchabrichu, with the hidden of kuchabrichu. So the Rebbe says, "V'yeshloimar shahahis kashrus di Yisrael be'iraisa shemitzadarkes ha'toyra k'meishin imshchabish talshlus." That the connection of hidden and toyra, which comes when we talk about toyra as it comes in ishtalshlus, that's nichlelas being advekas. That we call connecting advekas, not kishira, not katarno, not kesher, but shibichitzonis. Ki ha'iskashrus the Yisrael be'raisim mishemitzad dar gezu, because the connection, the tie of the yidden and Torah from this level, he be'achitzonis galya deraisa, because that is in the externality of the Torah. Which becomes the premise of the yid, but he's only connecting the chitzonis. We say the mezu even more than that. Gam ha'primis shebebchinazu, also the inner of that level, ikemoshenim shechabish talshus liyis b'mutza. So that has been extended in Ishtalshus to be a Mamutza. He said before that the pnimius of the Yid is tied to the Chitzonius, to the of the upper level, to the Chitzonius of Torah, and the Chitzonis of Torah becomes the Memutza, the intermediary to connect the higher level. Behaloshin, but when we say the language of Tlas Kishrin, when we say Loshin Tlas Kishrin, Inu Miskashrin Do Bedo, that they're tied together, one of the other, who be iker beis kashrus shemitzad etzem atoyre shelamaylam ishtalshus. That is the connection, the tie of the essence of Torah, not as it comes down in ishtalshus, but that it's the way Torah is beyond ishtalshus. This kashrus zu, that tie, that connection, he besosim de raiso, besosim de kuchabrichu, pnimius. It's all pnimius, connected to the Sosim Derais and the Sosim de Kuchibrich. As opposed to when you connect to the Torah, the way the Torah's come down in his Taus, in his Taushalus. So that's what we call a Dveikus. It's not really tied, because the Yidden only connect in his Taushalus, they connect with the Chitzonius. The pnimius of the yid that connects with the galya deraisa, and the pnimius of the Torah serves only as a memutza. The Rebbe continues now that even in the Madrege that we said before, even as we were talking, the Madrege from Esen HaToyra, as lemaila from hishtalshulus. It's not dveikus, but it's still only hiskashrus. It's not beyachida. It's not one. And the Rebbe is going to explain that there is actually a higher madrega, that the yidden are not tied, but they become one. They will have the level of achida yidnu with Torah. Vihine hey, vihine gam bihiskashrus shem mitzad etzem haTorah. Also in the tie of the essence of Torah, which is not the Torah as it came down bihishtalshlus, but in the essence of Torah, still Yisrael ve'iraisa, whether it's Yidden and the Torah, v'chein or it's iraisa v'kutsha b'richo, the Torah and the kutsha b'richo, hen k'mo shnei dvarim, they're still like two items. Elo shebiskashim zevazeh, two items, but they tie themselves one with the other. Mashe enkin zeh, she Yisrael oiraisa v'kutsha b'richo kuluchad. But this idea that the Yidden and Torah and kutsha b'richo are really one, it's more than tying together, it's just one. That's a higher level than even tying Yidden Torah Kutsha B'richu, K'moishi Mitzad Etzem HaTorah Shalemayla Mehishtalshlus, even as it is from the essence of the Torah, higher than Hishtalshlus, even that is still only called Kesher. It's not Chad. It's not at the level of Yisrael Raisa v'kutsha v'richa kuluchad. Rebbe will explain this. V'yuvan zeh b'hagdim will understand this by introducing hadiyuk, the specific language b'mesha omru, what they said, klas kishrin inun miskashron dobido. There are three knots that tie together. So the question is, l'chayre yesh nam rak beis kshorim. If you tie three things, if we're going to say the kutsha b'richu, Torah is tied to kutsha b'richu, and the yidden to the Torah, so there's tying three things, there's only beis kshorim, there's only two knots. How do we say three? What is the third knot? Sheyisrael miskashim b'ereisim, b'ereisim kutsha b'richu. But pashtus, there's two knots, because yidden tied to the Torah, and the Torah kutsha b'richu. Why do we say there's three knots? V'echad abiyurim b'zeh, one of the explanations in this is the kesher ashlishi, that the third kesher who mitzad who kesher the Yisroel v'kutshem richu shelo yal yideh mitzvah satoram, that there is a tie, a third tie is in which the yidden are tied to kutshem richu, not through the means of Torah, but directly tied to kutsha b'richu. Mitzad sha'ashorish the Yisroel u'ba'atzmus, because the root of the Yisroel is in the atzmus, is in the kutsha b'richu. So it doesn't necessarily need the connection of Torah to connect to kutsha b'richu. It is connected because of its root. Sha'lemaylo ma'ashorish the Torah, which is higher than the shorish of Torah. And it doesn't need the Torah to connect it to kutsha b'richu, but it connects itself. V'aseder d'gimul k'shorim eluhem. So how is the order of these three knots? Hem k'moy tabas. It's like a ring, eagle, a circle. She'ein b'rosh v'soiv. There is no beginning or end. It's a circle. Shebit chilo, in the beginning, Yisrael miskashirin b'iraisa. Yidden connect to the Torah. B'iraisa v'kutsha b'richo. The Torah to kutsha b'richo. Ula achar zeh. But once that connection is done, hakesher, the kutsha b'richu v'yisro, then there is a connection of kutsha b'richu directly v'yisro. After first the yid connects to kutsha b'richu through Torah, then he connects to kutsha b'richu directly, like the ring directly in the circle, directly to kutsha b'richu. D'yesh leimar, why does it work in such a order? After the Yidden connect to Torah, and through the Torah they connect to Kutsha B'richu, Mizgal HaShorish the Yisrael, then the root of Yidden is revealed. Shalemaylam HaShorish the Torah, that it's higher than Torah. Once the Torah reveals that, once you connect through Torah, so then it's revealed the Shoresh of Yisrael, which is higher than Shoresh of the Torah. And you get HaKesher the Yisrael v'Kutshubrich. The Kesher of the Yidna Kutshubrich. Now, that is not enough. Now we're going to say that Adrabe, the Yid, is going to be the Kesher to Kutshubrich, and he's going to be Mamshechid in Torah, the other way around. After this tie of the Yid and Kutsha Bricha has been made, Azai b'tchila hu hakesher the Yisrael v'Kutsha Bricha. So first, there is that connection of Yisrael and Kutsha Bricha, which took place after the kesher from Torah through Torah. But now, now there's a tie of Yid and Kutsha Bricha. After the root of the Yidden has been revealed in the blessed essence, hey mamshichim ze gam b'toyra, they bring this down also in Torah. Al derech David hay mechaber toyra shalemaylo b'kutcha b'richo. Similar, that David would connect the Torah of above b'kutcha b'richo. So who made the connection? It was David. He connected Torah above with Kutsha Bricha. So in a similar way, that happens after the connection of the Yid to Torah directly, there mamshich a connection into Torah. The noise of Lozeh Shah Torah Chachmosu Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In addition, Torah is the wisdom of HaKadosh Baruch. So with the Yidner Mamshich, a higher level of than wisdom in Torah. That's what they do through the connection. In addition to that, the Torah is the wisdom, the Chochmah Yimein Arech L'Gabi Atzmus Eirin Sof. But it has no comparison to the essence of Eirin Sof. The Yisroel Mamshichim Ba'atzmus Eirin Sof. And the Yidner, when they learn Torah, they bring down the Eirin Sof into Torah. In addition to that, Hine Kivon, since even in the root of Torah and Yidden, as they are in Atzmus, Hashedish the Yisroel Lulamaylam Hashedish the Torah, the root of Yidden is higher than the root of Torah. Lochein al Yidde Esek HaTorah the Yisroel, through the Esek HaTorah Yidden Nimshach Bama Atzmus Mamesh, from actual Atzmus to the level where the Yidden are Mushrish, which is higher in Atzmus than the Shoresh of Torah. So it turns out that the Rebbe wants to say, the real connection from Chad is actually Torah with Yidden, with Kutsha Bricha with Yidden, not with Torah. Al Pizei Yesh Loimar. So based on this we can say, the Zeh She Yisroel Reise V'Kutsha Bricha Kulu Chad. We're saying that they're all one. Higher than the level of connection, more than tlas kishun. Loi rak shem mekur shorim zabaza. Not only are they tied, el shem chad mamish, who beikir be Yisrael. It's mainly by the Yid. Not even though Yisrael laraitz kutsha bricha kol chad, it says, but it's really Yisrael of kutsha bricha. The benigay le toira, as it relates to toira, mikiv on shahat toira, he bishvil Yisrael, since toira is for a Yid. Because the Torah says "Daber Bnei Yisrael, Tzavos Bnei Yisrael," that means that Kodmah L'Chol Dovar, that the Yidden are higher because where Torah is talking to the Yid, the Yid comes first. Hainu shehi dugmas emtzoi. So the Torah is sort of a intermediary. Kemoi that is an entity of something which is connected and tied with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because it's being used to instruct Bnei Yisrael. Yisrael as opposed to the Yin who are rooted in the Atzmus Mamesh. So what does it mean that the Yidden are rooted in Atzmus? Acher Chas V'Sholem. It's not something else is rooted in Atzmus. It's not a separate thing. Elishazeh HaShoyrish Di Yisrael Chadim Atzmus. That is, the root of Eden is really one with Atzmus. When it comes to Torah, and Torah is for the Yidden, so then the root of Torah is for another purpose. It's an Amitsoyi. And therefore, it is not the essence of Kutshu B'Richu. It's connected with Kutshu B'Richu. The real essence is only Yid. Vayidei she'Yisrael mamshichim ha'atzmus b'Torah. But when Yidin are mamshich ha'atzmus in Torah, nasis gam ha'Torah chadim ha'atzmus. So that's why the Torah becomes one with Atzmus. So not only, as he said before, did Yidin mamshich ha'atzmus because it's higher than Chochmah, but even in the higher level of Atzmus they're mamshich because the root of Yidin is in the higher level. Mushrish in Atzmus, and when the Yidin is mamshich in Torah, is mamshich his higher level. Yisroel o'raisa v'kutcha b'richu kulachad. Then it becomes everything one, mamish one, not like a separate metzias that is tied, but it becomes one because the Yid is mamshich that in Torah. Chad mamish, one mamish. So, the Rebbe now wants to explain that these two madregas of being knotted by Torah, and also the level of becoming Beyachido, is dependent on the part of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai which Torah he was learning. When he was learning Nigla the Torah over there, was Bechat Ketire Is Katarnabe. But when he was learning Pnimis HaTorah, became level of Achido. Based on the above, we can explain these two ideas, the two aspects of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. One, bechat kitira is katarno, and the bay, and then ubeyachido chulu, and then the level of one that I was tied and united. Hem shnei ufanim b'limud haTorah shaloi. Those are two ways in the study of Torah, which Torah was defined. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Ikun Yon, Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, Torah So Imnosei. The main occupation of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai was the Torah, was his craft. So there is two ways in his learning of Torah: one that tied him, and one that united him. But Yuvan Napiyah Yidua, this will be understood by someone that's known. The Zeh Shagam Alidei Limud Nigla the Torah. That the fact that also through learning the revealed part of Torah, Nase Ha'iskashrus the Yisrael ba'atzmus the Torah the Kutshu B'Richu, there becomes that tie of the Yidden in Atzmus of the Torah and Kutshu B'Richu Yibanigla the Torah Kinniska Leil Siv Dalad, that it goes through all the Torah of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You can't say it was only on the day of his Histalkus. All of his life was that level of his kashrus, atzmus, the Torah with the nigla, but hu behelim. But it's in an obscure way. The gilui ha'atzmus, the Torah, the Kutshu B'Richu, the revelation of the atzmus of Torah and Kutshu B'Richu, hu be'esek, the Pnimiyas HaTorah, that is the occupation of Pnimiyas HaTorah. V'kivon shal limud Rav Shimon Bar Yochai yehoi b'oif, since the study of Shimon Bar Yochai was in a way. Shagam belimud hanigla shaloi, even in his revealed learning, heira primis dish primis shine. Lachen haiskashu shaloi baha atzmus the rise of the Kutshu B'Richu. So his tie to the atzmus of Torah and Kutshu B'Richu. Gam belimud hanigla shaloi. So also when he was learning nigla, hoisa begila was also revealed, because Rashbi had the Pnimius shine in his Nigla. So when he learned Nigla, it was also with the Pnimius. V'zehu she'omar, and this is what he said, Kol yoymin di iskatarna by Almo, t'chat kitire iskatarna baby Kutshu B'Richu. All days that I was tied in this world, it was with one tie that I tied to Kutshu B'Richu. Shagam libud hanigla shaloi, that also the revealed study of his, of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, shebezeho yorev limude, which was the most of his study. Val derech zeh, not only study, kol inyon of shoy chadurim betoiro, everything that he did was penetrated with Torah, mekivan shederosu minosu, because that was his craft, that was Torah. So all of this hoysa ba'oifun dis kashrus shalomayla medvekus. So everything was tied, which was on a higher level than dvekus. Bechat ketiris k'tar katarna, with one tie was tied. V'yiseirem is, and more than that, sh'ayi deizeh, higiyah gam lekesher ashlishi, he also reached the third tie, the third tie, which is yidden with kuchabrichu. Hakesher di Yisroel v'kuchabrichu, shemitzad etzem aneshama, that connection of Yisroel kuchabrichu, which is from the essence of the soul, k'moshi mukusheres im atzmus, as it's tied with atzmus. Dezehu inyen b'chad kitiris katano. It's no longer sholish, not tloskishin, there's only one katira. The hiskashrus shemitzad yichida, when you tie from the level of yichida etzem haneshama, hilamaylum hischalkus dishnei kavim. There's beyond separating. You can't tie two things. There's only one thing. Okay, before Makamacha has explained elsewhere, the bebchinas hayichida shnei meminyan echad. In level of yichida, the two are really one idea. Chat kitira, there's only one knot. There's no two knots, no two things. The bahakesher di Yisroel v'kuchabricho shayidei eraisa. In the knot that the yidden and kuchabricho comes through Torah, it's different. In the first, the beginning, kivon shat Torah kmoyem tzoyi, since the Torah is just an intermediary, ve'eno chad mamashina atzmus, and it's not really one with the atzmus lochein. Gam ha'yiskashrus the Yisrael v'kuchabricho, also the tie of the yidden with the kuchabricho, shayidei ha'toyra, that takes place through the Torah. Gam ha'yiskashrus k'moshi yi mitzad etzem ha'toyra shalomayla mishtashlus. Even when we're talking about the tie, the way it's from the essence of Torah, not the way it comes down in the shtashlus, that is beyond the shtashlus, still, hidugmas yiskashrus the shnei dvorim ha'yiskashrus. That's similar to tying two things that you tie together. Ubemela, and therefore, ha'iskashrus is ba'oifun she'esh lorotzun lelukus. The iskashrus is that you have a want, there is a mitzias lorotzun. She'nechlech shnei kavim, it's two tie kavim, there's a tie. But va'amitis o'inyan de'bechat ketir is katarno. The true idea of one knot is katarno. Kesher echot, one knot. Hu b'kesher di Yisrael v'kuchabrichu. That's the kesher of the yid v'kuchabrichu. There's no emtsoy there. Shemaylo makesher shalohem aydei emtsoyos ha'toyro. That tie to kuchabrichu is higher than the kesher that the yidn have with kuchabrichu that comes through the intermediary of Torah. Mitzah zesh ha'sherish di Yisroel u'ba'atzmus, because the sherish of the yidn is ba'atzmus. So api kol anal yesh lemar. So based on the above, we can say the fact that Rav Shimon Bar Yochai reached that wholesomeness to become one on the day of Istalkus Davke, it can be meshach kol yimei chayom, because during the duration of all of his life, his main aspect was learning Torah. Even as far as that matter, one knot I was knotted. Shemitzad etzem haneshama, that comes from the essence of the neshama, the yichida, hoyenirgash inyan ha'iskashrus, you could still feel something tighter. Dugmas iskashrus is shnei dvorim shemiskashrus, similar to tying two things that tie together. But Yom Yistalkusi, on the day of his passing, Heir Etzle Begilui, it shined by him openly, Ubishlemus, and in a whole, a complete way, Hakesher di Yisroel v'kuchabrichu shemitzad etzem haneshama, the tie of Yisroel v'kuchabrichu, as it is the essence of the soul, Nishmosi Beyachida, my soul is Beyachida, not through Torah, but directly to Kutcha Baruch Hu. That took place via Master Kusoy, his connection of the Yid with Kutcha Baruch Hu, not through the intermediary of Torah. So now the question is, this is a very high level, how does it have to do to us that we connect to Hashem with the essence, the level of Atzmos, even not through Torah, but just directly? Even this, that B'chad Ketir is Katarna, Mikolski Zed Be'achida, and for sure when we say Be'achida, that's a very high, elevated level. But still, since Rabbi Shimon opened up, and he says b'chad ketiris katarna, that it was with one knot I was tied. What does it mean, pasach? The pirush pasachu, the meaning of pasachu, is pasach hasatzimer. He opened the pipeline. He again, niten akoyach lekol echad v'echad miYisrael. So the power has been given to each and every one of the Jewish people. Shei etzloi, that by him should be efes katzeyu v'shemetz mneu. Maybe a drop of the edge and a somewhat of it. This idea that his Torah should be in a way, the nafshik shura la Torah b'chol primiyusoi. He learns Torah that his soul is tied to the Torah with his whole inside. Although he has times that he has to interrupt his learning of Torah, but yet, when he does learn, then that should be the study of Torah, his entire existence. To the extent he becomes one with the Torah and with one that gave the Torah. Actual one. And the power that is given to reach this goal of becoming one with Torah and with the Noisin HaTorah, Yadei Limut Pinimis HaTorah, that is by studying the inner parts of Torah, which is Torosei Shal Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. That's the teachings of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Shal Yidei Zeh Yesh Nehakoyach. That way you have the power to tie yourself down and unite yourself with the Torah and the one that gave the Torah. By learning and disseminating the teaching of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai, in our generations it's revealed the teaching of Chassidus, Mekarvim Gam HaGeula, as HaGeula, we also being called the redemption. Ukaftochas Melech HaMashiach La Baal Shem Tov, as the King Mashiach promised the Baal Shem Tov, that Dilike Sheyofutsu Mai Nesecha Chutsu, when your wellsprings of Chassidus will disseminate to the outside, be spread out, Osimar, then he's going to come, the Master, the Malkum Mashiach, that is King Mashiach. As it says in the Zohar, the Baha'i Chibur Adloch, with this Chibur, what you authored, the Zohar, the Rashbi, Yifkun min Goluso Berachamim, Yifkun Bey, with this they'll go out, min Goluso, from the exile, Berachamim, with mercy.